This is Apollo Control. Here in Mission Control Center, Flight Director Glenn Lunny is polling the various positions here in the control room on their readiness to go ahead with the ascent on this next pass as the command module comes around the moon, and we're some 53 minutes now away from ascent. Meanwhile, back at the scientific experiment situation, another attempt is scheduled today to shoot another laser beam up to the laser retroreflector, which is the other part of the experiment package left on the moon. The seismic experiment will continue to record and send back measurements to Mission Control and will probably receive its strongest signal when the ascent engine ignites and starts Eagle on its way into lunar orbit and rendezvous with Columbia. There's considerable amount of conversation going on with the crew, even though command module or Columbia is behind the moon at this time. Rather than disconnect the air ground line and be in a tape playback mode, we'll leave the circuit up all the way through to loss of signal on the next rev when both spacecraft will go behind the moon. At 123 hours, 29 minutes, and standing by, this is Apollo Control.
Tranquility Base, Houston. Go ahead. Roger, Eagle's looking real fine to us down here. We have a fairly high confidence that we know the position of the LM. However, it is possible that we may have a planes change, but the in the worst case, it would be up to 30 feet per second. And of course, we don't expect that at all.
Okay. Houston, Tranquility Base, since we're still got plenty of time, I think I'll go ahead and recycle on this 604.
Tranquility, Roger, that's okay with us. And we assume that the primary canister is still aboard. Is this correct?
We have one primary canister on board and one secondary. The other primary is out in front of the G plus B pad. Over.
Roger, we copy. Thank you.
Houston, did you copy 905, and are you looking at 93, over?
Tranquility Base, it's beautiful.
Okay, we'll proceed.
Roger.
I know where to start, as I'm not sure the thing knows where gravity is.
Okay.
Houston, these are your angles, not ours.
Roger, Tranquility.
Identify for some change or modification of the angles.
Tranquility Base, Houston, recommend 334, and that should just keep it out of the limit.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. We're some 3 minutes from acquisition time for Columbia as it comes around on the 25th lunar revolution. We've had acquisition with Columbia. Some 26 minutes away from ignition time on the ascent burn, which will place Eagle back into lunar orbit. Here we go.
Delta, over.
Columbia, Houston, roger, loud and clear. And if you'd like to take it down, we have the latest position of Tranquility Base, over.
Back.
Roger, it's just west of West Crater, Juliet 0.5/7.7, over. Columbia, Houston, that is correct.
Thank you, Ron.
Tranquility Base, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, because of the lower load with the rendezvous radar off, we'd like to have battery 5 and 6 on the line now, 1 and 3 off, over. Roger, thank you.
This is Apollo Control here in Mission Control. The lunar orbit chart on the center plot board has disappeared. We now have the various scribing plotters projecting on the center plot board to show the ascent. All of these lines and the various colors that are scribed on by the three sources of primary guidance system, the abort guidance system, and the manned spaceflight network all mean something to Flight Dynamics Officer. Let's rejoin the conversation.
Find us. Roger, we copy you.
Houston, we were not calling.
Roger, Columbia. Was that Bravo and Delta Roll? Over.